talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Come on in, if you'd like to take the grand tour of a lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you. Some things I know will chill you to the bone.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was The Grand Tour by George Jones, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is coming up Saturday, April 27th on Daniel Island. And I'll be talking to you in a couple minutes, giving you some details of that. But first, I just wanted, on a personal note, I wanted to wish my wife, Jenny, a happy 17th anniversary. She is out of town with my daughters, Cameron and Reese, and good luck to Reese Ann. She is in a dance competition this weekend in Myrtle Beach, and so just wanted to pass on a personal note and let them know that I'm thinking about them, that I love them. And also, I mentioned we are the publisher of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Our spring issue will be out next week, so start looking for our spring issue in home-related stores all over the Charleston area, and hope you'll stop by and pick one of those up. But I do want to talk about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And first of all, let me give you some basics. The date on that is Saturday, April 27th, and we have an exceptional lineup of four amazing custom homes. These are all private residences on Daniel Island that are opening up their doors to the public for 6 hours only, from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 27th. And this is a self-guided tour. So once you purchase a ticket, and tickets, by the way, tickets benefit the East Cooper Habitat for Humanity, which is a great nonprofit. Everyone is familiar with Habitat for Humanity and the great work that they do. And this is the money we're raising will help to benefit East Cooper Habitat for Humanity. The nice thing about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour is each home is hosted by the builders themselves. And so the builders that are responsible for the construction of each one of these homes will be at each of the homes, and they'll be greeting you as guests, and talking to you and pointing out all of the amazing and subtle details of each of these custom-built homes. And first of all, let me just take a moment and recognize the builders that are participating. We've got Low Country Premier Custom Homes, Brightwater Homes, Axon Homes and also Novella Homes. And so the principals, the custom builders of each of those firms will be on hand. We've also got a nice exclusive collection of suppliers and subcontractors who work in these custom homes every day, making homeowners' dreams a reality. And we couldn't have the tour without many of these folks. All About Garage Door. They'll be located at the Lowcountry Premier Custom Homes House, as well as Melser Tile. They'll be located inside. They provided the tile. Southeastern Galleries, very high-end furniture store in town. They are a sponsor. They'll be at the Lowcountry Premier Custom Homes. Look for the amazing bedding and bed that they provide for the master bedroom there. Palmetto Exterminators, they installed, and Palmetto Mosquito Control, they installed the mosquito control system at the house for Lowcountry Premier Custom Homes. Outdoor Lighting Perspectives will be at the Brightwater home, and they did the outdoor lighting there. Carolina Flooring, which is a garage floor company, they'll be at Axon Homes. Vitoria International, they're a natural stone wholesaler. They'll be at the Novella Homes. They provided all the stone for Novella Homes house. Elliott Brothers Woodwork will be at the Axon Homes house, and they provided the flooring. Blue Haven Pool installed the swimming pool for the Novella Homes house. And NextGen Technology is a sponsor of the Novella Homes house. And we want to thank our presenting sponsors, of course, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Post and Courier. We're very proud to be associated with the Post and Courier. Charleston Amish Furniture is also a presenting sponsor, and also Acrofin Coatings, and that's a great company. They, if you have a deck or a dock that might need a little rejuvenation, they can help you out there. And then finally, our official ticket pickup sponsor, which is the Taylor Agency Insurance on Daniel Island. So special thanks to all of our sponsors for the 2019 Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. The home tour itself, tickets are on sale. We've done kind of a soft opening as far as the ticket sales go. We've been this is the last couple of days where we're offering pre-sale tickets, so we're not really promoting that except to our listeners of Talking About a Home, and also readers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And you can buy through Monday, you can buy tickets for only $25 a piece at DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, and that price goes up to $30 on Monday. And so we're gonna give people a chance Monday morning to you sit down at their computers, and if they want to buy some tickets, they can do that for only $25, and then that price goes up to $30. And that runs through Thursday, April 25th, and then we raise the price to $35 for Friday, April 26th, and also the day of, if we have any tickets remaining. We're very careful about not overwhelming the neighborhoods of Daniel Island, and so we have a limited number of tickets, and we always sell out. We always have to turn people away. We usually have a few tickets available on Saturday, but people show up, and they've waited. They didn't buy tickets in advance or earlier on Saturday, and they show up, and they're begging us to sell them tickets, and we have to turn them down and tell them no, that that we have a set number and we don't go above that. So buy your tickets now. They're only $25 a piece to walk through four amazing custom-built homes on Daniel Island. And these the nice thing about these homes, they've all been built within the last couple of years. And so you're looking at the latest technology, the latest flooring and countertop materials, and and tile and lighting, and there's just tons of inspiration. And you know, this time of year, everybody has got a project. Everyone has a project around the house, and we're all looking for inspiration, looking to, you know, what kind of changes do we want to make to our house. And one of the best ways to do that is to take a home tour. And anyone that is currently building a home, or maybe is going to be building a home sometime in the future, you want to take you want to go on as many of these home tours as possible. And so we urge you to go to DanielIslandLuxuryHometour.com. That's DanielIslandLuxuryHometour.com, and buy your tickets. They're only $25 through this Monday, and then after Monday, the ticket price raises to $30 a piece. And so you might as well save yourself a few dollars. That's, you know, you can pick up lunch for you and, for you, by saving a couple dollars with the pre-sale tickets that we have going on. And I don't think I mentioned this, but today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Cabinets. And in just a moment or two, we'll be talking with Nikki Komorek with Charleston Cabinets. Also, we'll be talking with Gene Wallace with Plugs Appliance Center. Also, Bonnie Agnew with Stone Central. Hayward Townsend with Living Design Landscapes. And also, we have a bonus interview with our own Christine Sinanen. Charleston Home Design Magazine is a sponsor of the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League's Designer Show House, which is open now, and it's located at 16 Rutledge Avenue downtown, and tickets are only $25 to that, so that's a great deal. You should definitely attend that. But she recently attended the Designer Show House pre-party, and so we've got a great interview with Christine at the end of the show. I hope you have, folks, a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Cabinets. They're located at 941 Commerce Circle in North Charleston, and now we're talking with Nikki Komorek with Charleston Cabinets. How you doing, Nikki?
Good, Tim. Glad to have you guys here today.
Yeah, thank you for hosting today's radio show. And Nikki, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Cabinets.
So Charleston Cabinets has been in business for over 30 years in the Charleston area. It was opened by a gentleman named Jay Floyd, who was a rep for a furniture company out of North Carolina. So he's been in the business for a long time. We do cabinets, countertops. We do design consultations. So if you're looking to remodel, we can help you figure out where you're going to move walls. We do plumbing, and we do a lot of new construction in the area. We work with a lot of builders, both custom and stock builders.
Mm-hmm. So Charleston Cabinets can help homeowners with two of the favorite parts of the home, the kitchen and the bathroom.
Kitchen and bathrooms. We're seeing a lot of mudrooms as mm-hmm. well lately. Some nice upgraded laundry areas. We can also do, to an extent, offices and closets.
Mm-hmm. Very good. How long has Charleston Cabinets been in business?
About 32 years.
32 years. Wow. I think that's important because we do have a lot of newcomers to the area, and they may kind of look at Charleston Cabinets in the same light as maybe a cabinet company that just opened up last year or something like that.
No, we used to be over on Howard Street before we moved to this location here. Because we're in more of an industrial area, we don't get a lot of walk-in traffic. That's changed in recent years with the Park Circle area keeps growing towards us. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to see a lot more walk-in traffic here in our showroom, which is one of the reasons we just remodeled it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in 32 years in business, that's significant because, again, just comparing Charleston Cabinets to a cabinet store that just opened up last year, you folks have weathered at least two recessions over the years, and you don't stay in business during those recessions without having a very, very loyal customer base. And I know Charleston Cabinets does a lot with builders. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of our business is with builders. I would say probably about 70%. So we work with builders. They get familiar with our products. They're used to the quality, the installation quality. And they just use us over and over again for the next project and the next project. Some of the builders that we work with here, we've been doing business with for over over 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And what builds loyalty with those builders?
Customer service, being on time, doing what you say you're going to do, providing resources for both the builder and the client that makes sense to them. Builders, just like us, understand the construction process a little bit more. Some homeowners do, some don't. So it's really important to be transparent and make sure they understand timelines, schedules, if, ands, and whats. You know, a lot can happen in a construction phase. So I think, you know, being transparent, being upfront and honest about everything, having a good price point, having what people are looking for, and being consistent mm-hmm. through that process.
And I'll bet also taking responsibility even when it's not Charleston Cabinet's fault.
Yes, that can happen many times. Just try to work around it. Mistakes happen. Things get lost. Things disappear off job sites. No one knows who did it or where it went. Mm-hmm. Just got to keep moving along, make sure the homeowner's happy.
It reminds me of, I remember a few years ago, there was a pool company who dug the hole in the backyard in Isle of Palms, and they didn't follow the survey correctly, so the pool was like a foot and a half off of the setback or something. And you know, the builder went to the pool company and said, "You got to fix this." And the pool company said, "Nope. Sorry, it's too big a mistake. We're not going to." And they walked away from the job and kind of left the builder holding. I don't think Charleston Cabinets would ever do something like that.
No, 90% of our business is referrals, and you don't get those referrals if you do things like that.
Right. Let's talk about the remodeled showroom. Kind of paint a picture for our listeners. When someone visits Charleston Cabinets, what will they experience with the remodeled showroom?
So with our remodeled showroom, we took out some older displays that were maybe popular, you know, 10 years ago that you kind of see phased out. White Shaker and Gray Shaker are still two of the top sellers, but we wanted to bring in some more pops of color in the showroom and get away from some of the wood grain, as you're not seeing that much here on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought in some new finishes. When you first enter the showroom, the first thing you're going to see is really nice. It's a Shaker style, and it's a gray, but it's hand-distressed, and it has seated glass, so it's like a rustic, cottagey look, and it's absolutely beautiful if you're looking for a rustic look or something for a beach house, and it has some really nice upgrades like operational ends, integrative ends on the base cabinets, so it's a really nice piece, and it's what you see when you first walk in.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a new bathroom vanity installed, which is a really pretty midnight blue, which is a really dark blue with gold hardware, which you're seeing a lot of nowadays, and it's a Shaker profile, but it's got an inset beading on the inside panel, so it gives a little bit more flair without being too traditional.
Mm-hmm. Nice, very nice. And the Shaker style, that has been popular for 10 plus years now. And I would imagine does Charleston Cabinets have to update your displays and things like that based on trends and what have you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you don't want everything there to be Shaker. So it's nice to have a good mix. Not everyone wants Shaker either, though it's a majority of what we're seeing on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple that came in the other day. They're from up north and they want dark wood, raised panel, traditional style cabinets, and their home is a traditional style. So mm-hmm. you definitely see that as well. But most of the younger generation, I would say probably people within the 30s to 50s are going for White Shaker, Gray Shaker. Blue is becoming popular. Another display we have back there has a really light baby blue. It's almost white, just with a tinge of blue to it. And that's, I just installed that in Isle of Palms with Ocean Homes. The builder walked in the showroom and saw it and said, "That's perfect for my spec beach house."
Mm.
And that's what we did. And it sold, it sold before he even finished construction.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What brands of cabinetry does Charleston Cabinets?
So we carry Craft Made Vantage, which is not the same Craft Made line that you see in Lowe's and Home Depot. It is only available to independent dealers and offers a lot more customization and custom paint finishes. We also carry Waypoint, which is by American Woodmark, and Marsh Furniture Company Cabinets, which are out of High Point, North Carolina, and have been in business for over 100 years.
Mm. You know, you did just make the comparison to the big box stores. What why should someone come to Charleston Cabinets versus going to Lowe's or Home Depot?
That's a conversation I have a lot with a lot of clients. So Lowe's and Home Depot do carry a Craftmade brand. It's a Craftmade Core. I basically compare it to your base model Nissan versus a Craftmade Vantage is more of like your Infiniti with all the upgrades. So owned by the same company, different model numbers, different SKUs, different selection options. There's a lot of things that we can do with the Craftmade Vantage line that we can't do in the Craftmade Core, which is what you see in the box stores. Mm-hmm. Custom paint finish is one of them, and Craftmade offers a 14-step finish process and a lifetime warranty. So if you're looking for a custom paint color, that's the absolute best way to go. They can also do customized options where you can increase the width or depth of your cabinets by 1/16th of an inch. So if you're really trying to use up every available inch or need a really special size, that's something that we can do without being a full custom cabinet line, which is a much higher price point.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. And that's customizing to
1/16th
of an inch. Yes. Wow, that's impressive. and that's important to point out the differences between those two Craftmade models of cabinetry, because the big box stores, they are pressuring the manufacturers like Moen and Craftmade, give us the least expensive price possible so that we can offer that. And so there's going to be some corners that are they're not going to be the same type of cabinetry, as you mentioned, that you'll find here at Charleston Cabinetry.
That's
you get
right.
what you pay for.
It is. And Craftmade, you know, what Lowe's and Home Depot carries, it's a great line as well. It just doesn't have as many options and upgrades. So if you're looking for more of a custom home, or if you're looking to remodel and you've got some odd spaces, you may see a lot more fillers in your kitchen if you're going with the Core line versus going with the Vantage line. And the Vantage line actually also offers all plywood construction, and there's no upcharge for that, where the Core line, you pay a 30% upcharge to get all plywood.
Interesting. Yeah. And the plywood, you want plywood boxes for your cabinets.
I highly recommend. Yes. I would never put particle board in my home, only because if you do have any type of water damage, particle board, it's just going to disintegrate.
Right.
It just doesn't hold up to the wear and tear. I mean, if you're flipping a house, by all means, and you're on a budget, do it. But if you really want a good value, then definitely do all plywood construction.
Mm-hmm. And maybe 30 years from now, somebody or maybe even you might want to change the look of those cabinets, mm-hmm. and maybe have them refaced or something like that. And you can do that with the plywood boxes, yes. versus the particle board.
That's true. And a lot of the lower end, not only the brands that we carry, but you can also get like contact paper sides, which makes it really inexpensive. So if you're looking for a really low budget, we may not be the best source. But if you're looking for a good quality at a good price, that's where we start from.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And I did want to mention, we're almost out of time, but Charleston Cabinets was involved with this old house when they came to Charleston in 2018. And you folks provided the cabinetry for one of the two houses that this old house was involved with project-wise.
Yes, we did the Elliottboro home, which was 94 Bogard. That's a house that had major termite damage. Unfortunately, through the process, there was so much work that needed to be done on the house, they weren't able to wrap up the final viewing in the season. So they did do a lot of online air showing of the final product. But that was a very interesting project. A lot of challenges with that home. The homeowners didn't live here full time either. So it was a lot to work around, but it turned out absolutely beautiful.
Well, that's great. Well, congratulations to Charleston Cabinets for being chosen to be involved with this old house. And that's definitely a prestigious honor to have.
Yes, they've been around for so long. I remember watching him as a little kid mm-hmm. in the background, and it's just amazing to actually, you know, meet Tom Silva and those guys.
Right.
Wow, I know you. Well, I don't know you, but, you
grew up with you.
Yeah.
Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Cabinets?
So charlestoncabinetsinc.com is our website. Definitely go through there to set up, send in a request for us to contact you. You can also reach us at 843-554-7800. And definitely check us out on social media. We have a huge presence on Facebook, Instagram, and Houzz. We upload pictures pretty much weekly.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Nikki Komorek with Charleston Cabinets. And special thanks to Charleston Cabinets for hosting today's radio show. Thanks so much, Nikki.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Cabinets. They are located at 941 Commerce Circle in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Gene Wallace with Plugs Appliance. How are you doing, Gene?
I'm doing great.
Good. Gene, take a moment and tell everybody about Plugs Appliance.
Plugs Appliance is a locally owned family business. We've been in business since 2012. We've got two stores, one on Sam Rittenberg Boulevard and one in one on Johnny Dodds in Mount Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
We are a full service appliance store. We can do anything from a $299 range to a $10,000 refrigerator. So we cover the complete gamut of appliances.
Gotcha. Yeah. And, I wanted to ask you, you know, some people, may kind of fall into the line of thinking that I'm going to go to a big box store to buy my appliances because, they're going to have the least expensive prices. Is that accurate?
Tim, that's not always accurate. I mean, we know what our competition's doing, and we take steps every day to at least match the big box prices. In fact, most of the time, we beat the big box prices.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, just to throw in a kind of a personal plug, I have bought quite a few appliances from Plugs Appliance for apartments, and you know, not looking to splurge on those appliances, looking for a decent price, but also for an appliance that is going to last a while with a tenant, you know, maybe not taking very good care of it and so forth. And Plugs Appliance always comes through. You always have really good prices for rentals, and I bet you get a lot of property managers that
we do
business.
A tremendous amount of business in property management. We probably handle over 8,000 apartments in the Charleston area with appliances. You know, and yeah, price is very, very important, but it's also the service after the sale, which is what Plugs really hangs its hat on.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Talk about that service a little bit. What do you mean by that?
You know, everybody's got a one-year warranty, but if you have a problem with anything you buy from Plugs, we don't hand you a 1-800 number. We pick up the ball, run with it. Now, we don't do the service work, but we will get in there, schedule it for you, call you back, say, Mr. Barkley, they'll be there between 10 and 12 on Wednesday. And nobody else to do that. The big boxes, all they hand you is a 1-800 number and say you're on your own. But no, mm-hmm. We are there. And if we're in on it at the beginning and you have a problem, we can help you all the way through. So that's huge in the appliance business.
It is.
Hardly anybody does that anymore.
And I don't care what kind of brand, high end, or what kind of appliances you're buying, you're gonna experience some problems eventually. And a lot of these appliances are highly technical, very sophisticated technology, and you know, it just, all you need is like a board or something to go out, and your ice maker's not performing the way it should, or the gas range isn't working the way it should, and who do you call? I mean, if you buy it from a big box store, it's going to be a big question mark who you're actually going to get in touch with. And if someone did have a problem, they call Plugs Appliance, and what happens?
Well, I'm going to tell you a funny story. I put my cell phone number on my business card about 25 years ago. Got a call the other day from a lady that bought a refrigerator 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She called me seeking service on her appliance. And I helped her all the way through the process. You know, you're not going to get that kind of service anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's every one of the guys at Plugs, they offer that. The personal touch that you're not going to get anywhere else, even in local appliance stores around, you're not going to get the touch that you get at Plugs.
Mm-hmm.
And our owner is very, very involved. He looks at our reviews every day, and you know, our reviews speak for themselves. I mean, Yelp, I think we're 4.5 stars. I mean, that's hard to achieve anymore. It really is.
Oh yeah, in today's climate, it used to be the consumer really didn't have an option in terms of trumpeting something good or bad that's happened, and now they do, and that definitely businesses need to keep on their toes, you know, to respond to that.
We very much we stay on our toes. We really do, because I mean we'd like to see a perfect five there, but that's pretty hard to achieve. But I think we do a very good job in customer service.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Talk about some of the what people are choosing in terms of appliances these days.
You know, the alternative colors are starting to make more inroads. The slate color that GE offers, the black stainlesses, there's a black slate. So there's Middle America tends to be maybe getting away from stainless steel a little bit. I saw a kitchen the other day done in black slate, and it was absolutely beautiful. Mm. Oftentimes I sell these things, but I don't get to see them, you know, in a real life situation. But this one particular kitchen was gorgeous in black slate.
The black slate appliances, how were they set in terms of, you know, the cabinets? What did the cabinets look like and the countertops and so forth?
Well, of course, everybody uses a granite. This particular kitchen, it was a cherry type cabinet with a dark granite, and the black slate just set everything off. I mean, it's they had a wall oven, cooktop, dishwasher, built-in refrigerator. I mean,
that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I know the appliance companies have been trying for years and years and years to gain traction and get people to try an appliance finish different than stainless steel, and it just has never caught on. And it kind of feels like after however many years the stainless has been around, that it's almost like a little ho-hum, that people might want something a little bit different to set their kitchen apart from their neighbors or friends.
It's that, and also the maintenance of stainless isn't always the easiest thing. You've really got to stay behind it. And, you know, with today's active lifestyles and all of that, these alternative colors are a little bit easier to take care of and that sort of thing. But, you know, it's also keeping up with the Joneses a little bit at the same time.
Mm-hmm. How does that that slate, that black stainless, do you still have to contend with fingerprints and things like that, you do with regular stainless?
They're there, but you can't see them. You know, it's a very low-maintenance product.
That's good. That's what people are looking for, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
You just want it to work. What brands does Plugs Appliance carry?
Wolf, Sub-Zero, Thermador, Monogram, regular GE, KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Scotsman. It's probably over 25 different brands. And, like the full gamut. We do the Frigidaire. So anywhere from a basic appliance all the way up to a Kiowa home type thing.
Right. So all of the high-end brands that a lot of people building custom homes are looking for, as well as some of the brands that everyday people might use.
Exactly.
Also. Talk a little bit about the Plugs Appliance showroom, because if you haven't visited Plugs Appliance in your showroom in West Ashley, it's one of the best appliance showrooms in Charleston, and you've got 20 or so vignettes.
Right at 20 vignettes, manufacturer specific, right at 9,500 feet of showroom space. The largest selection of laundry and refrigeration in town. It's very nice showroom. Some of the products are hooked up live. And the showroom in our Mount Pleasant store, we're doing a complete renovation, and we're changing the face of that. It used to be a little cluttered looking, but we've opened it up, made it a lot more inviting for the average shopper.
And the nice thing is, you're not just looking at a row of appliances, you're looking at these appliances in a kitchen setting with the cabinets and the countertop, so you can envision what these appliances will look like in your own home.
That's exactly right. And we've got, you know, we do that anywhere from mid-range appliances all the way up to the high end. So we don't leave out, you know, the that regular person you were talking about, you
right?
Know, that they can. Of course, I'm one of those regular people. So
yeah, right. Me too. I hear you. Well, how can folks get in touch with or more information about Plugs Appliance?
We are on. You can go to our website, plugsappliance.com, and we have our website gives the appearance that we're a national company, but we're but like I say, we're locally owned and operated. Our website matches big box prices, so you're not going to see anything any higher. Call the store. We've got 6 different salespeople, West Ashley, 5 different salespeople over in Mount Pleasant. But call the store. Call me on my mobile, 843-532-8493, and I promise you, you'll get some help.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Gene Wallace with Plugs Appliance. Thanks so much, Gene.
Thank you very much, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Cabinets. They're located at 941 Commerce Circle in North Charleston, and now we're talking with Bonnie Agnew with Stone Central. How you doing, Bonnie?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Bonnie, take a moment. Tell everybody about Stone Central.
Stone Central is a granite, marble, and quartz fabricator located in downtown Somerville. We've been in business for a few years, but been in the industry for a long time. It's family owned and operated, which we kind of pride ourselves on and really love what we do.
Mm-hmm. What is a fabricator? What does the fabricator do when it comes to the granite countertops and so forth?
So a fabricator actually cuts and installs your countertops. So you have distributors who sell you the raw goods, and then we as fabricators fabricate, polish, cut, install, measure, all those things. We come out and laser measure and laser template things, and then we'll come make a perfect fit in your kitchen.
Gotcha. So typically there's a wholesaler that that has the slabs of stone, and then Stone Central is the one that comes out to your house. You could pick that slab, but then Stone Central is going to come out to your house and do the measurements, because a lot of times those walls are not in plumb.
That's right. So that's where that laser template comes into play and really scribes to that wall, since the drywall isn't straight and things like that. Our stone needs to be as tight as possible. So yes, and being a fabricator, we, you know, like doing that, and then we'll coordinate with the distributor to get the stone you've selected if you weren't able to find something in our yard that you fit your design.
Talk about the different types of stone that you folks have in the Stone Central yard.
So we have some, obviously, granite stocking in the yard. We have some marbles in the yard. We stock over 15 different lines of quartz. We don't stock them, but we have capabilities of getting over 15 different lines of quartz. So we really can meet anyone's budget. That's what's so advantageous, and that's what we pride ourselves on doing, is just, you know, if your budget is this and you think it's unobtainable to get that, we like to tell you differently and show you what you can get for your bang for your buck.
Now, I didn't realize that there were so many different brands of quartz out there. Quartz is very, very hot right now, right?
Yes. A couple years ago, there was only about 3 or 4 players in the market, so to speak, as far as distributors and people that are actually manufacturing the quartz. Well, that has changed drastically in probably the last 4 years, in that, again, we have over 15, and there was 3 in the market a couple years ago. So competition has really helped drive those prices down, made quartz more affordable, and the maintenance-free, you know, side of quartz is really attractive to homeowners.
Mm-hmm. What is it about, besides the maintenance-free, they want that, but then they also want the look. What is it about the look of quartz that attracts people so much?
Well, they like now that they have come a long way to make the quartz look like marble. So a couple years ago, what they were producing were more tight patterns, more darker colors. And the technology that's really helped advance the quartz industry is actually helped them with the patterns to mimic a Calcutta gold, to mimic a white Carrara, those kinds of things, which is what homeowners want, but they don't want that actual marble in their home and the concern and the wear and tear when they're having their glass of red wine or whatever.
Right, because marble's a softer stone.
Yes.
You see it mostly in bathrooms.
Yes, you see it a lot in bathrooms, and that's just because from a peace of mind standpoint, people don't want to be on pins and needles in their kitchen wondering if this is going to hurt the stone or if this is going to hurt the stone.
You know, I ask cabinet companies all the time, out of 100 cabinets that you're installing, how many are like painted white? And they'll tell me like 90%.
Yes.
So those white kitchens, And then people want the you know, the white countertops, and that's,
they sure do.
That a lot of people used to, you know, they'd say, I don't care, I want that look of marble, I'm going to buy marble, and and then it gets scratched, and then there's the glass of wine, as you mentioned, and but they can have that look of marble in their kitchen,
and usually at a better savings too, Tim, you know, and that's what they don't realize, you know. So with all that competition in the market for quartz, it brings that price down, and so it's in your budget. It's maintenance free. It's a win-win.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and people want typically want, you know, they want natural stone in their kitchens. And some people might get a little tripped up about quartz. It is a natural stone product, but it's talk about that, how it comes together.
So quartz is actually 93% natural quartz that comes out of the ground and 7% epoxies and resins to hold it together. So those colorants and those different compositions make the stone a man-made product in essence, because it's not a raw good straight out of the ground. And so those different characteristics is great, because it's still 93% natural. So you still get the beautiful characteristics of quartz and that raw mineral and things like that. So it's a great thing to point out.
Out of 100 kitchen installations that Stone Central is doing, how many are using quartz these days?
I would probably say it's about a 60-40 mix.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So 60% of quartz is that popular.
Yes. Yes.
People should definitely look into it.
Yes.
What sets Stone Central apart as a fabricator from maybe some of the other fabricators in town?
We enjoy the true relationship building that you have with a homeowner, and that you get to help them see this dream and this picture they've found come to life, and how we get to help do that. We also pride ourselves on being a turnkey fabricator, meaning that we can help you with your tile backsplash, we can help you with your plumbing, we can help you cut down that knee wall that you've been thinking about getting rid of. We're actually doing a project soon to do something like that. So we really like to offer all those different things that maybe some other fabricators can't help you with.
So it's not just installing the stone. There, Stone Central can help when it comes to if you maybe do have to do a little bit of construction. How does that work?
So my husband has a construction business, and he's a licensed contractor. So we kind of, our sister company kind of steps in and helps us with that aspect of things. And then we'll coordinate a plumber to come in and whatever parts of the puzzle you need help with.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. And that's important, because homeowners, and if they had it up to them, they would just snap their fingers and the project would be done.
Absolutely.
But they don't want to have to, you know, talk with a fabricator, and then the fabricator, well, you're going to have to get a contractor to tear down that wall or move things around or something. You can actually assist to make it more of a turnkey process.
Absolutely. You make one phone call versus 10 and having to coordinate all that. So that's a step for, you know, savings for the homeowner.
That's good. Talk about some of the remnants that Stone Central has on site in your yard these days.
Yes, so we have a lot of remnants, mostly white, white quartzes, white marbles. There's some granites in there, but we're looking to really push those and move those. And that's a great place to save money and redo a bathroom that you've been thinking about doing, or just give an updated look to your master bathroom. And, you know, these products don't have to be only in the kitchen for you to see. You can enjoy them too in bathrooms, fireplaces, outside areas, outdoor kitchens. So we're doing a lot of that stuff.
What, and I should have asked you first, what is a remnant?
So a remnant is a piece left over from a full slab. So when homeowners come in, and usually kitchens require two slabs to be purchased to fabricate, we have a remnant left over. And so that remnant usually can be used on small powder bathrooms or master bathrooms or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So there's a lot of these small pieces of stone that are left over from the project, and that's important to note, because people aren't paying for that entire slab. They're only paying for what is actually installed in their house. Right,
that's correct. So sometimes we have money wrapped up in the remnant still, because the way we price jobs, we don't charge the homeowner for all the material we purchase and things like that. But usually there's definitely savings, because we would like to get rid of it. It's a win-win for the homeowner and for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Stone Central?
They can check us out on the web at stonecentralsc.com. They can visit our Facebook page, Stone Central Low Country, on the Facebook page. And then they can also call us at 843-879-3278 is the office line, and we'll be happy to come give a free estimate or design consultants or whatever you need us to do.
And where's your showroom located?
It's in Somerville at 401 East 1st North Street. So it's kind of a tongue twister, but it's in downtown Somerville behind the post office.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Bonnie Agnew with Stone Central. Thanks so much, Bonnie.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Charleston Cabinets. They're located at 941 Commerce Circle in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Hayward Townsend with Living Design Landscapes. How you doing, Hayward?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
Good. Take a moment, Hayward, and tell everyone about Living Design Landscapes.
Yes, we're a landscape design, installation, and maintenance company. I myself am a landscape architect, and we can draw up the plans. We also have crews to go in and install everything and build everything you're dreaming of. And then afterwards, we even have a maintenance crews that'll come in and take care of it for you throughout the year. So.
Wow. You know, and maybe to some of our listeners who have not listened to the show for that long, that's a very, very unique business model that Living Design Landscapes has. I've interviewed landscape architects, and that's all they do. They draw the plans. I've interviewed companies that will install the landscaping, and then I've interviewed, but they don't do anything mm-hmm. else. And then maybe talk to some companies that do the maintenance, but that's all three of those different disciplines are under one roof with Living Design Landscapes.
Yeah, it's funny. It's, you know, in the design phase, and I know a lot of architects have the same kind of feeling, it becomes like your baby, you know, mm-hmm. and you just want to watch it come into fruition and really be all that it can be and what you envisioned, and then pass that further beyond that to watch it stay looking good throughout the years and functioning well. So it just kind of evolved, you know, just started with one or two things, and then it kept going and going until I decided, you know, let's just take care of it all for him.
Well, I guess you didn't have very many headaches in your life that you decided to do it all three of these different things, huh?
Yeah, I have, but you know, it's a it's a labor of love, you know, right. is what it turns out to be, really.
Exactly. Well, does a customer of Living Design Landscapes have to do all three with you folks, or could they call for landscape maintenance?
Right, exactly. No, they don't. In fact, we offer each and or the other, you know, so any which way they, or anything they need, we offer it. Mm-hmm. So it's, so no.
We so someone's already got an existing backyard and mm-hmm. they're looking for a company to help keep it up, keep it maintained. Yep. That's something absolutely. Living Design Landscapes does.
Yeah, sure do.
And
sure
then
do.
If somebody was looking to, maybe they're building a new house and they need to mm-hmm. submit plans to the HOA to show what the landscape is going to look like.
Yes, yes.
Living Design Landscapes can do that as well.
Absolutely. We do that all the time. So
very good. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the things that are very hot these days. What suggestions would you have for people to enhance their outdoor living spaces?
Yeah, we get a lot of people that, you know, just want to splash a color here or there, spruce up this or that, and that definitely looks nice. But conversely, we also get a lot of people that really want to make something their own, whether it's a new home or an existing home they just bought, or they just tired of the same old thing. So we, you know, really start with the planning aspect and the design, where we really talk to people and find out what's their lifestyle, what are they looking for in the landscape, kind of going, starting from the general ideas of the use of the spaces, and then we'll get into the specifics of style and materials and such. But, you know, we get all across the board, whether someone just wants a place to grow some herbs and vegetables, or if they want a place for the kids to play, or if they want a relaxing spot to read a book or a patio and whatnot to entertain and grill and gather. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of what up. It's up to them. It's their, you know, their life. So we want to cater to that.
And it should be noted, Living Design Landscapes, you are a landscape architect. And do you, mm-hmm. as a landscape architect, do you ever have to go into a project that where maybe someone else, another company, has done some work, and it's your job to maybe correct the mistakes from that other company?
Yeah, a few times we have to do that, and that's fine. We, you know, that's, we do try to look at it holistically, not just, you know, throwing some shrubs here and there, but really how does the site work? You know, the shade and the sun, the drainage.
Drainage is a big thing, right?
Absolutely, it sure is. So, yeah, we look at that and how to handle that. And there's some creative ways to handle that, to where it doesn't, you know, it doesn't look obvious. Like mm-hmm. in drainage, for example, if someone, you know, has to drain away someplace and basically, you know, drain into this big pit of gravel because there's nowhere else to put it, we can do that, but we can also top dress it with some nicer, like, Mexican beach pebbles or some other ornament that makes it look almost like a dry riverbed or some kind of a, you know, garden element versus a drainage pit.
Mm-hmm. Right, so, right.
But Jim,
what are some techniques that people can do to start making their own outdoor rooms?
Yeah, that, you know, it's really visual with, you know, let's say you have a big area you want the kids to play in. That might be grass. You can change the ground materials and have a place off to the side that's pavers or maybe decorative gravel or mulch, or depending on what you're looking for. So the ground plane can really kind of key you into, well, this space is for relaxing, this space is more active. And then also horizontally, or vertically, I should say, with seat walls, hedges, plantings, things that kind of separate areas and divide them up to where you're, you know, stepping and walking into another area that you know is a little more calm, peaceful, and whatnot. So that makes a quick impact right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when we were building our house, we had a list of things we wanted in the backyard. And we tried to kind of lay it out ourselves, and we just couldn't do it. I mean, we need some help with that. And do you ever have customers that will kind of give you a list of, we're going to have a swimming pool, we want to have a fire pit area, we want to have a place where the kids can play and things like that. And then they give you that list, and then you can kind of integrate it all so it'll look beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In fact, I love that. In fact, I usually tell people, you know, dream big, you know, what do you really want? And we can, you know, find the best areas for that. And sometimes you can't, sometimes you can, but it's best to get it all out on the table and look at it. And I've had many meetings where we thought, okay, this would be a great spot over here to have a patio. But then after studying the site a little bit, maybe that's not the best spot. You know, there's a better area that's a little higher and drier or whatnot. But yeah, we sure do. We love to organize things so that they interconnect and function well with one another.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So. What are some of the things that that you're seeing customers of Living Design Landscape ask for to really customize or mm-hmm. enliven their outdoor living spaces?
Yeah, we get, you know, a lot of people are, you know, love the outdoors, even though sometimes it can be hot or whatnot. But really bringing nature into your world, you know, it's out there anyway, but adding to it to enhance it, to bring, you know, planting trees and shrubs that offer, you know, nesting opportunities or a food source for birds, flowers for butterflies. You know, water is a great element. I, you know, always love to incorporate something, even if it's a simple bird bath. But if you go a little farther and do a little fountain or something, that sound of trickling water is very relaxing. And the way the light dances off the water onto mm-hmm. the trees around it.
It also, the sound of running water also breaks up, you know, the sound of traffic, which we, you know, seem to experience a lot. Wherever you live, there's you kind of hear traffic these days, right?
Absolutely. That's a great point, too. And you're right. And it does. And then, of course, you mentioned fire pits earlier or fire tables. That adds a whole nother dynamic to it, especially at night and if you're entertaining and whatnot. So, yeah, a lot of these, you know, a lot of people are kind of bringing their indoors out to expand the use of their homes into their landscapes, which, you know, makes sense. It's nice. Yeah.
And you know, it's I think to the fall in particular, you know, with football season, mm-hmm. you can have friends over to your house to watch the big game, and you don't have to kind of worry about messing up the inside of your house. Yeah. You can do all that entertaining right outdoors in your outdoor rooms.
Yeah, absolutely. That's wonderful thing to
well, good. Have. Well, so, yeah. Well, how can folks get more information about Living Design Landscapes?
Yeah, you can call us, and our phone number is 843-640-3761. And we'll direct you to whatever you need. If you're looking for maintenance or installations or design, there, you know, it'll, we'll find out what you need. Or you can contact us through our website. It's livingdesignslandscaping.com. All one long word, but yep.
Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with Hayward Townsend with Living Design Landscapes. Thanks so much, Hayward.
Thank you, too. Have a great day.
I'm Christine Sinanen with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're at the 2019 preview party for the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League Showhouse. Charleston Home and Design is proud to be the exclusive media sponsor for the Designer Showhouse, and we want to urge everyone to come see this incredible transformation of this historic home at 16 Rutledge Avenue. The Designer Showhouse is open to the public starting March 27th through April 28th. Tickets are only $25 per person, and we'd like to recognize all the interior designers participating who volunteered their time to make the showhouse a reality. We have Audrey Wood with Patina Interiors in the foyer, the hallways, and the landings. Terry Baldwin, Megard Sanford, and Lance Griffith with CHD Interiors in the living room. Allison Kirkpatrick Clark with Allison K Designs in the dining room. T. Phillips with Latitude Design Group in the kitchen and the coffee and cocktails area. Sandra Erickson with Sandra Erickson Design in the guest room and the second floor piazza. Terry Stevenson with Juxtaposition Home and Garden in the sitting area and the second floor piazza. Shannon Bogan, Lillian Northern, and Tiffany Yale with S. Bogan Designs in the master bedroom and the second floor piazza. Heidi Huddleston with Delicious Kitchens and Interiors in the master bathroom. Kendall Cordina with Cordina Services in the bathroom. Meredith Gale with Noble Lane Interiors in the playroom, and Cecilia Marie with Cecile Byrne Gallery in the artist studio. Molly Hamrick with Molly Hamrick Interiors in the reading room. Margaret Lee McGeady Moines and Amanda Kelly with Indigo Alley Interiors on the first floor piazza, and Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design for the landscaping. The home's going to be open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be open on Sundays as well, 1 to 4 p.m. There's also a brand new addition of a cafe in the back of the home. It's going to be called Cafe Musique. There's lunch available Monday through Saturday, and tickets are only $25 at the door. So visit solinc.org/designershowhouse. Again, that's solinc.org/designershowhouse to buy your tickets today. Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.